News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Last night it was Doug Imhoff, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama. Tonight it'll be Bill Clinton and Tim Walz. The Democratic convention continuing in Chicago, along with protests in the streets of the city.
This is Jim Ryan in Chicago, about a mile east of the convention venue Tuesday night. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators held a rally without a permit and clashed with police who tried to clear the street in front of the Israeli consulate. The National Lawyers Guild says more than 70 people were arrested.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way back from the Middle East. Another round of talks there and no ceasefire agreement for Gaza. A Texas judge has just stepped in saying that the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to implement a ban on non-compete agreements. The FTC says non-competes let workers switch from job to job more easily. Search goes on in water that's 160 feet deep for bodies of those who went down when a luxury yacht sank this week off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News. More than two dozen people killed when a bus carrying Shiite pilgrims from Pakistan to Iraq crashed in central Iran. Internet influencer Andrew Tate finding himself in even more trouble in Romania.
Already awaiting trial on charges of human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women, Andrew Tate is now facing additional charges. Police are now searching for premises around Bucharest amid allegations of trafficking minors and money laundering. The 37-year-old dual U.S.-British citizen was arrested in 2022 along with his brother and two Romanian women. All have strenuously denied the allegations. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Lawmakers in Brazil are now talking about a ban on string, but not just any kind of string, the razor-sharp kind that's used in what's known as kite fighting, where people literally battle kites in the air. The sharp strings used to cut each other's kite lines and have also led to injuries and deaths. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Like Tracks. Are you anxious for school to start again? Ask any number of students, and you will get any number of answers. Ask any number of teachers, and you'll probably also get any number of answers. School starts again in just a few days. Teachers have already been preparing their rooms and their lesson plans for the year. Custodians have already cleaned the rooms and waxed the floors in preparation for the ambush of feet and shoes in the building. Staff members are busy getting menus prepared, offices prepared, and supplies replenished. Are you anxious for school to start again? Well, that's really not the correct question. The correct question is more like, are you ready for school to start again? Are we truly ready for anything? The life is full of so many uncertainties and challenges that we never can be fully prepared for the unexpected. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight." Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some nice weather continues across the region with high pressure parked over Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there's a disturbance sliding southeast across the state of Iowa with some showers this morning. Those should stay off to our southwest today. Dry weather continues for a couple more days around here. Meanwhile, a weak front will drift into northwest Wisconsin late Thursday night into Friday morning, causing at least a chance of a couple of showers over the northwest half of the state. The big story for the upcoming weekend will be building heat and humidity as some balmy air, which has been parked over the Rockies and Western Plains, starts to head east. Temperatures could soar about 10 degrees above normal as we get into the weekend. Now, there will be a disturbance passing just to our south late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Could bring us a passing shower or thunderstorm. Behind that, staying quite warm into early next week. Today's forecast, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny. High temperature about 75 degrees. Southeast wind near 5 miles an hour becoming south. Tonight mostly clear and cool with patchy fog. Low temperature 49. Tomorrow sunny to partly cloudy, just a bit warmer with highs in the upper 70s. The wind south between 5 and 10. On Friday, quiet weather lingers with a mix of sun and clouds. Low in the mid 50s with a high near 80. Saturday partly cloudy, rather warm and more humid. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday nights. Your low temperature Saturday morning 59, high of 86. Sunday chance of a couple of showers or thunderstorms in the morning, then increasing sunshine, very warm and humid. Low at 66 with a high of 87. Monday partly cloudy, hot and humid. Small chance of a thunderstorm. Low 66 with a high of 90. Tuesday partly sunny, maybe a shower at night, high about 85. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
56 degrees with light fog. Yesterday's high was 72. The record high, 99 in 1955. Record low, 39 in 2004. Last year's high was 84 and the low, 67. Sunset will happen at 7:55 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:14 for tomorrow morning. North winds, 1 to 2 miles per hour, with a barometric reading up at 30-35. 91% humidity and no precipitation today. We still have some light fog, some sunshine mixed in, and it's 56.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of lots of local sports last night, and the Brewers on a roll looking for win number 7 tonight in a row. Those stories and more right after this.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. We're heading toward the first big day, big weekend for high school sports for the 24-25 season. Michael Hernan has more.
High school football is back, with the regular season debuting this weekend. Here are the games in the area, starting with the only Six Rivers versus SWC matchup on Friday. Six Rivers member Peck Argyll will be at SWC's newest member, New Glarus. For the rest of the SWC on Friday, Richland Center will be at Toma. Reedsburg will travel to River Valley. Viroqua is at Dodgeville. Prairie du Chien is at Aquinas. Mineral Point will travel to Lancaster. Platteville will be at Darlington. And Edgerton will be at Broadhead Judah. There are three Scenic Bluffs versus Six Rivers matchups. All three of them will be Scenic Bluffs on the road, and Six Rivers will be at home. On Friday, Ithaca will be at Riverdale. Hillsborough travels to Boscobel, and Cashton will be at Seneca Wazika Steuben. For the rest of the Scenic Bluffs, on Thursday, Bangor will be at Melrose Mindoro. On Friday, Clear Lake will be at Royal. Cochrane Fountain City will be at Brookwood. New Lisbon travels to Neillsville Granton. And the Cedar will be at Partyville. For the rest of the Six Rivers on Friday, Fenimore will be at Iowa Grant. Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg will be at River Ridge. Cuba City travels to Potosi Cassville. And Southwestern East Dubuque will be at Blackhawk Warren. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Today we preview the Ithaca Bulldog football team. Co-head coach David Klang talked about the first outing of the year at Lancaster with Benton Schulzburg, and it was a good outing overall, he says.
I thought the scrimmage went really well for us. It kind of let us know what we need to work on. We have a lot of returning athletes, which is nice, but most of them are playing in new positions, so it kind of gave us a good idea of how well it's going to work and where do we need to improve. But overall, I thought we did our guys did really, really nice job against both teams and kind of showed what they're capable of.
Klang says that the team did well against an always tough opponent, Lancaster, at the scrimmage.
Solid teams like Lancaster, like it was really nice going against those guys, and that they had so much depth and were able to change in and. They went kind of fast-paced, which kind of got the guys kind of off right away and kind of like, whoa. And like for a scrimmage, that was kind of nice to kind of see that and get their eyes kind of opened up that it's going to be a lot faster than we've practiced before, and just game-like scenarios, it's going to come a lot faster and going to have to think on their own and that type of thing. So it was really nice to play some good competition against them last Friday.
What are the numbers like for Bulldog football this year?
We have 24 total out, which is a pretty solid number. We're still kind of figuring out if we're going to be able to do a JV schedule just because of how many guys we're going to have on varsity and rotation and things like that. But at the very least, we're hoping to play some 8-man JV if we can't go full 11-man JV. But not bad for like a smaller school having 24 guys out. But we'll kind of see, and hopefully we stay healthy and that type of thing, because there's not a lot of depth if you only have 24 players.
That's David Klang, co-head coach of the Ithaca Bulldogs, who will see the Bulldogs Thursday night on our Game of the Week football coverage as Ithaca travels to Riverdale. The 2024 Church League softball season came to an end last night at Kroska Park. The Mission was crowned this year's champion after suffering a loss in the first game, their first loss of the tournament, and winning the second contest last night. The Church of the Nazarene won the first game 7-2 before the Mission secured the second contest 9-5. The Nazarene team jumped to a 3-0 lead in the first inning of Game 1 and added three more in the sixth, handing the Mission its first tournament loss. Now in his 60th season of Church League softball, Dave Hendricks was the winning pitcher. Jared McCullum scored three runs. Corey Harris was 2-for-3 with an RBI double, and Brenton Baker was 2-for-3. Adam Windsor had two doubles, and Sean Logue two hits and both RBIs for the Mission. In the second game, the Mission scored single runs in the first and second innings and exploded for five runs in the third. Another veteran softball pitcher in the league, Jim Luxton, was the victorious pitcher. He was 2-for-3 at the plate. Also going 2-for-3 was Todd Earnessy. Sean Logue had two RBI, leading the way to the 9-5 win. For the Nazarene team, Brenton Baker was 3-for-3. Scott Dilley, Brandon Whiff, and Dustin Tanner each had two hits. The Mission capped off the tournament with a championship win on the East Diamond at Kroska Park last night on the last evening of the Church League softball season of 2024. In men's golf action at Quail Run last night, Josh Coy had the top score, a 37, including a birdie on hole 1. Ken Nick Sr. with a 39 birdied hole 5. Brandon Miller, Rich Barrancott, and Rod Reitz all had 40s. Brandon had a birdie on hole 4. And Steve Swasina with a birdie on hole 2 and a 41. Other golfers with holes played under par: Jake Colloy birdied hole 1, Wally Wachter hole 2, Dennis McHugh birdied hole 2, a birdie on hole 3 for Ryan Pogstad, and a birdie on hole 5 for J.J. Klatt. Tom Davis, Terry Wheaton, Dale Mortimer, and Jason Schultz all had birdies on hole 8. Flag prize winners: Wally Wachter with a closest second shot on hole 2, Ed Fink, longest putt on hole 4, Jake Colloy, the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6. Brandon Miller was the closest to the pin on hole 7. And Terry Wheaton, closest second shot on hole 8 during Tuesday action at Quail Run, week 17 of the 20-week men's golf season. And it's a sure sign of the changing times, our first bowling scores of the new season. Powder Puff Women's Bowling started last night at the Phoenix Center. The results as follows: Goplin Insurance had the top team series 17-59, the Phoenix Center with a 17-55, and Chatsfield Seed and Such rolled a 17-50. Phoenix Center 6-55, Richland Family Restaurant a 6-34, and Goplin Insurance with a 6-20 for the three high games of the night. Individual top series: Barb Wood with a 519, Tanya Maley a 496, Cheryl McNerlin a 489, Judy Skelly with a 202 game, Barb Wood a 193, Lila Kraska a 189 in Powder Puff Women's Bowling. It got a little too close for comfort last night. A 3-2 win for the Brewers at division rival St. Louis gives the Brewers now their winning streak continuing. The biggest divisional lead got a little bigger by reaching 12 games. Milwaukee scored the first three runs, then watched pinch hitter Matt Carpenter smash a two-run shot in the bottom of the ninth. St. Louis loaded the bases with one out, but closer Devin Williams was able to slam the door last evening. Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about how it went for the starting pitcher last night, Frankie Montas, who went 7 innings and gave up 1 hit.
He attacked the zone. Strike 1 was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. It's nice having his experience.
And the manager credits the Brewers catcher.
Got to give William a lot of credit. He had a great game tonight. Both sides of the ball. He was great. He really got Frankie going, too. I thought he called a great game.
William Contreras leading the way for the Brewers' sixth win in a row. And Joey Ortiz was impressed that Devin got out of the jam in the ninth.
Just toughness, really. I mean, it's crazy to watch him pitch, like be behind him playing defense, watch him pitch in real life. I mean, I'd seen what he can do on TV, but, I mean, playing behind him, it's pretty impressive.
Tobias Myers is the starter for the Wednesday schedule for the Brewers. 6:45 first pitch time tonight. Myers faces the Cardinals' Kyle Gibson in that game. In other action from the majors, Arizona beat Miami 3-1, Colorado 3-1 over Washington, Atlanta 3-1 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Boston 6, Houston 5, Angels 9, Kansas City 5, Cleveland 9-5 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay 1-0 over Oakland. Interleague play, Toronto 10-3 over Cincinnati, Baltimore 9, the Mets 5, Pittsburgh 4-0 over Texas. The Cubs beat Detroit 3-1, San Francisco 4-1 over the White Sox. San Diego 7, Minnesota 5, the Dodgers 6-3 over Seattle. Wisconsin would love to see Luke Fickell make the same type of giant leap he produced his second year at his previous stop. Fickell's experience makes the Badgers confident they can improve upon their 7-6 performance from his debut season in Madison as they navigate a tougher schedule in the expanded Big Ten. Cincinnati went 4-8 in Fickell's debut of 2017, but surged to 11-2 the following year. Wisconsin is hoping to make a similar rebound this time. The Packers are getting rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper back from a hip injury just in time for the start of the season. Cooper was penciled in as a starter, but has missed 3 weeks of training camp. He will be a limited participant to begin. Another rookie, Jordan Morgan, was doing individual work at Tuesday's practice. First-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is on the sidelines. And the Bucks were an elite team last season when Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Damian Lillard were on the court at the same time. The problem is that only happened in 42 of 82 games and none during the playoffs. During an appearance on a podcast with Jeff Teague, Lillard admitted the transition to a new team was harder than he had expected at a coaching transition in midseason, and there are plenty of reasons to expect improvement this time. Advancing age for Milwaukee's Big Three will determine whether the chemistry finally develops. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Don't miss the Super Summer Pop-Up Sales happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Stop in often, new items added daily. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. See you there!
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
a wrench. And if it is so required, well, I can change a tire. I sweat when I do it, put my heart into it. I've really fine-tuned it. I don't even
a nutritious lunch to keep your kids energized and ready to learn all day long. Remember, good food fuels good learning. Don't forget to keep your kids hydrated throughout the school day, because a well-hydrated mind stays sharp and focused. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Richland Electric, Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Burnham Lumber.
Spinning on
That is Zach Topp on WRCO, and sounds like the radio. Sounds like another celebrity divorce. After a relationship that spanned two decades, two engagements, two weddings, and headlines too numerous to count, Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from Ben Affleck. Court records show Lopez filed the petition Tuesday in Los Angeles. The first separation was announced in April. Lopez did not mention any prenuptial agreement after meeting, falling in love, and getting engaged in the early 2000s and starring together in 2003's movie and also the 2004 Jersey Girl movie. The couple parted ways, blaming in part the pressure of the public eye. And Michael Keaton was happy to return as Beetlejuice, as long as he did not get to be in the movie all that much. Keaton says director Tim Burton agreed that it would be a huge mistake to think he did those funny things, let's give him a lot more. Keaton says Burton also agreed not to use too much technology, but make the movie handmade. The movie Beetlejuice comes out September 9th. And one of those that the movie-going public is most looking forward to in the coming days. Here's Kane Brown on FM 100.9.
White churches, black churches. Different people, same hearses. It's kind of hard to fight with each other. Laying down in the ground, six under. At every show, I see my people. They ain't the same, but they're all equal. One love, one God, one family. You're missing every color if you're only seeing black and white. Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable. From one to another, I look around and see worldwide beautiful. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Coast to coast, city to city. Reach out your hands if you're with me. Still got some work, but we still got a dream. Every shade, every heart come together and sing. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. You're missing every color if you're only seeing black and white. Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable. From one to another, I look around and see worldwide beautiful. One love, one God, one family.
One family, y'all. Come on.
One love, one God, one family. Seeing black and white. Tell me how you gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable.
like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean. Trivia time is coming up from WRCO. We'll have that for you in just a little bit today. It's a beautiful, sunny 57 degrees.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This morning's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca beginning at 11:30 a.m. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning. Morning, starting at 11:30.
Sold $50 now. Four bulls.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
For top quality post frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's a lot of experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential chouses, and much more. All built to your exact needs. It's easy to see why customers keep coming back. Call 608-943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the National Frame Building Association, is an accredited post-frame builder.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day. Yes, we'll have that for you. Also, we have some in-studio guests a little bit later on. We'll have some guests from Riverdale Schools. We'll also talk about the upcoming Buena Vista Day on Saturday. And later on, musician Lucy Tiger. She'll be in the studio with us in the 10 o'clock hour.
American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey and I drink beer. Spin around. I take mine to them fields of gold. Hold her tight while the sun goes down. Cowboys and cowboys, just some good old small town boys. Both make the world go round, boys. Boy, ain't that the truth?
John Party and Luke Bryan. How about them plowboys and cowboys? How about them brewers? My goodness, yes. Our good brewer expert, Carl, letting me know overnight about the brewers and their magic number and how it continues to go down in terms of making the playoffs, but also winning the division and knocking heads with the Cardinals this week. And they also, by winning the series, the season series, now have a tiebreaker. They would wind up tied with the Cardinals. So, yeah, unbelievable how things continue to go. We have a sports trivia question and a Brewer Cardinals trivia question this morning, courtesy of our sponsor, Walsh's Ace. You can win a great prize if you know the right answer. What was the nickname that the media gave the World Series between the Cardinals and the Brewers in 1982? 608-647-4155. The media nickname for the World Series between the Cards and the Brewers back in 82. Here's Brad Paisley on FM 100.9.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. It's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. Just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Congratulations to our winner, Mr. Mark Jelinek. He didn't have to Google or re-Google or anything like that today. I guess he knew that off the top of his head because I believe he was only one back in 82, and he was a phenom even back then, remembering stuff. But anyway, the nickname of the Brewer Cardinal series was the Suds series, not the beer series, as someone guessed, the Suds series. The teams had never met before. And their home cities had a commercial rivalry in the beer market. St. Louis, the home of Anheuser-Busch, and Milwaukee, the home of Miller Brewing, and lots of competitors. So it was named the Suds Series. And, of course, the Brewers named by owner Bud Selig at the time in homage to the city's baseball and brewing past. And we think back to those times, too, and Whether you liked beer or not, those commercials for light beer waged between Anheuser-Busch and the Miller Brewing Company through a series of very humorous TV commercials were very well loved. And, of course, our own Bob Uecker was the star of many of those. You know, of course, the favorite one is about the prime seats, you know, must be in the front row. And then, of course, gets moved to the top there, being the ex-major leaguer that no one knows. And then the other one I always liked was the one where all the ex-big leaguers are at the bar and Uecker says, hey, you know, I'm going in here to hang out with my friends or whatever, and gets locked out. And he's looking in the window and saying, hey, looks like they're having a good time in there. That was one of my favorites. They don't show them like, they don't, just don't make commercials like they used to anymore. Sud Series is the correct answer. Mark wins, courtesy of Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Happy Trails time coming up, and then the news from ABC, plus some community conversation right here on WRCO.
I know a man, a good friend of mine. He spends all
When it don't come.